Toronto drop-ins are reporting an alarming increase in overdose numbers in recent months, citing an almost 180% jump from the beginning of April to the end of June, according to a recent press release. The Toronto Drop-In Network is a coalition of over 50 organizations. They run at least 56 drop-in centers in Toronto. Members work with people who are homeless, marginally housed, or socially isolated. They are mostly funded by the City of Toronto, as are many of their drop-in sites. The coalition's manager, Melanie Joy, told our station, with the support of the city, drop-ins started collecting data on overdoses at the beginning of the year. She says between January and March, they saw an average of less than 10 overdoses. Well, now they're reporting numbers in the high 60s. Joy says they collected the data anticipating this would be the case after safe consumption sites shuttered at the end of March. The drop-in center attributes this rise in overdoses to the closure of these sites. Safe consumption sites operated on a harm reduction framework. This meant needle exchange programs, safe needle distribution programs, safe consumption spaces, and safe inhalation spaces. The provincial government proposed a new care model back in March called the Heart Hubs that have since replaced 10 supervised consumption sites. Many harm reduction workers have said that without harm reduction principles in place, the city will continue to see a rise in overdoses and overdose-related deaths. This is Mia Johnson with the Local Journalism Initiative.